to my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
What's up, my good people? This your boy, CJ Moneyway, and welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. Today, I have special guest, super energetic, national speaker, coach, and entrepreneur. Hey, how you doing today, Lucy?
I'm doing wonderful, CJ. I'm excited and very grateful to be here with you today.
I appreciate you coming on. So, before we get started, I just have to ask you this question. So, what is your love for horses at this moment right now?
It's still level 10. It's one of, it's never died ever since I can remember, since the time, since before I can even remember. I've just been obsessed with horses. I grew up just outside of Detroit. My boyfriend actually lives in St. Louis. So this week we drove in for Mother's Day. And then just yesterday, we were driving around his motorcycle and we stopped at the Busch Anheuser. It's like a winery where they have the Clydesdales. You know, I've got my horse businesses back home in Michigan, and even just being away a couple of days, I managed to find horses over here in St. Louis.
So that's your thing, huh? So let me ask you a question. With this energy that you have, growing up as a kid, were you always energetic or were you somewhat shy as a kid?
I feel like I was always pretty energetic, pretty positive. Now, and I think that has a lot to do with my upbringing, because my mom, God bless her, I love my mom so much. We're like best friends. We're super close, in addition to that, my mom is very like loud, outspoken person. My mom is like, she's a blast. She's a riot. She has no filter whatsoever. And like, it was funny because the other day we were just hanging out with my parents. We went out to dinner with them and I was like, tell my boyfriend, I'm like, wow, babe, like my mom is loud. And so it's funny. I was like, you know, I didn't realize that when I was growing up, because to me, that's what I considered normal. And so I was exposed to that my entire life growing up. My dad also is like very, very friendly and very personable. I remember me and my dad would always go grocery shopping together, and he'd always just be so kind and welcoming to the cashiers, and the way that he would talk to them, greet them and interact with them. So I feel like I was blessed to have two parents that kind of showed me how to really positively interact with people from a very young age.
Oh, that's cool. So like you say, from a very young age, you had this outgoing personality, because that's actually what you saw.
Yeah. And plus, on top of that, I'm a Gemini. And if you know anything about horoscopes, the Geminis, we love to talk. We have the gift of gab. So not only do I love talking, but I love people and I love connections and I love love. So like just 2 days ago, I was at the gym and this girl walked up to me and she's like, oh my God, I love your hair. You're so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So much, and she looked like a competitor, like she was a fitness competitor, and then we ended up like chatting it up, hitting it off. I'm like, oh my god, girl, you're so cool, let's exchange numbers. Like, I don't have any friends here in St. Louis, and so like, wherever I go, I just love meeting people and making new friends.
So how long have you actually been in St. Louis?
Well, I've been, Jason and I have been together for about a year and a half. So we pretty much split time between Michigan and St. Louis. He spent almost the entire summer in Michigan because I have my horse businesses in Michigan. And as you can imagine, more of a seasonal, being in Michigan, it's more seasonal. We have the four seasons. And so horseback riding, whether we're talking about the buying, training, and selling of horses, or we're talking about like the trail riding where we take out guided tours through Kensington Park, we get super busy in the summer and the fall, and we're ramping up in the spring, and then summer and fall are like, oh my gosh, incredibly busy. And then in the winter time is when we get to like take a breather, take a break, kind of like recalibrate, reset. So he spent the summer with me in Michigan, and then I spent the winter here in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Like you said, you love love. Huh? So wherever love takes you, that's where you're going to be at. So
going with the flow, baby.
Talking about your businesses, what is it and what does it take to be a horse trainer?
It takes a lot of bravery and intention and patience, I would all say. You have to be very courageous, and you can't be full of fear in any capacity. The cool thing about horses are they are very empathic creatures, just like all of us. Like we're all made of energy. We live in a vibrational universe. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. We're all energetic empath beings. Well, horses are very much empathic, and not only are they empathic, but they are mirrors. And meaning that they mirror to us what we're feeling or we're going through, and how we're responding to our environment. So if we show up with an energy of anger or frustration, that's going to be mirrored back to us or amplified as we work with the horses. Now, if you show up with a calm demeanor, where they feel that they can trust you and make that connection, and you have the patience and you understand how to communicate with them in like a loving, kind, compassionate way, they're absolutely going to pick up on that as well. And so working with horses, actually, there's a lot of parallels to being a good leader, of a team of people or of a group of employees, or even a group of friends, if you will. There's a lot of parallels to be made working with horses and how that transfers onto leadership roles.
So tell us a little bit about your horse and business, High Vibe Trail Rides. What does that really consist of? Do you get to ride the horses? Is it something like that where people come in, they ride them, and you guys walk them around, things of that nature? How did that go?
Yeah, so absolutely right. It's High Vibe Trail Rides. Like high vibration, because and energy and energies are highest form of currency. And we're based out of southeastern, about 30 minutes north of Ann Arbor. And what we do is we take guided trail rides through Kensington Park, and we actually offer, like, the reason why this is so cool is because, like, if you know my backstory, I was a little girl with a big dream. I grew up in the suburbs just outside of Detroit. I begged my dad for a horse every single day growing up. My parents were blue collar workers. My mom had two factory jobs. So horses were just totally out of the realm of possibilities. My dad told me time after time, like, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Like, there's no way that our family has the means to buy or maintain horses. But I never gave up on my dream. I never gave up. And I took matters into my own hands at the age of 16 years old. Same day I got my driver's license was the same day I put my Craigslist ad online saying, I will ride your horse for free. I found out at a very young age that if you can pursue your passion and find out where your talents or where your skill set lies and exploit that service to others, you are going to be met with unprecedented success, true fulfillment, and abundance on the other side of service. That was kind of how I got started into the horse world, is by putting this Craigslist ad saying, I'll ride your horse for free, and essentially having all of these yahoos with their unbroke, green broke horses reaching out to me. And I was a 16-year-old with a brand new license, just full of confidence. Sure, I'll ride your horse. And then I'm driving all over God's country to these different farms, riding people's horses. Next thing I'm getting bucked off right and left, eating dirt, getting thrown off, flipped over on top of, but I never gave up. It didn't matter how many times I ate dirt, how many times I got thrown off. I never gave up. Every single time I was just as happy and as just excited to crawl on the back of that horse and give it another go. It's kind of like life's going to throw you curveballs and there's going to be obstacles and there's going to be hardships, but don't fall off the horse. And if you do fall off the horse, don't worry, fail forward and just learn from your mistakes and give it another go. I'm not where I am today because I got lucky. I am where I am today because I failed so many times and I just never gave up. I just failed forward. I learned from my failure and I just continued on. And so through that ad, I ended up meeting a horse dealer who would get in 50 horses a week, and I had to ride everything, and I had to ride it, and I had to sell it fast, quick, cheap. I'm talking, $700-$800 horses, just move them. And because if I didn't sell them fast enough, he was going to ship them to Canada to the slaughterhouses. So I was, a 16-year-old girl on a mission to save all the horses of the world. And so here I am riding all these horses, selling all these horses. And that was kind of like my first step into the world of entrepreneurship, because it was kind of like, well, what, the sky's the limit. How many horses do you want to ride today? How many horses do you want to save, sell today? 5, 10, 20, what is it? And then I did that. I sold horses all throughout high school, throughout college. Even after I graduated college and got scooped up in my corporate world, I was still selling horses on the side. And then after 3 years of life in the cube and having the world's worst, most miserable, negative, pessimistic boss you could ever imagine, I ended up quitting my corporate job to follow my passion and pursue horses full time. So that's when I went on to build and a seven-figure business buying, training, and selling horses all over the country, which is what I do now. And then to answer your question, High Vibe Trail Rides, the trail riding company, that kind of just came almost secondary, I kind of just opened it up by accident. I like to say that like everything that's happened has very much so unfolded very naturally, very organically. Not to say that everything I've done was easy, but I like to say that like I'm a really huge fan of meditation and tuning in to that divine guidance. And when we tune in that intuition, that's God speaking. And when we listen to that voice and we follow that inspired action, that's when things just unfold beautifully before us. We have to believe in ourselves and we have to trust the process. And so that's what I did. I was like, horseback riding and trail riding was one of my favorite things, and I wanted to share it with the world. So sure enough, I started taking out trail rides just for fun, just because I loved it. And word of mouth, it spread like wildfire. And next thing you know, we have one of Michigan's largest public trail riding companies. And it's really cool because not only do we take out guided trail rides through Kensington Park, but we offer really unique experiences. Like we have the meditation trail ride where it's like a 3-hour experience where we ride and then we stop, tie the horses up. We have like this beautiful picnic set up with charcuterie boards and like cheese and just all sorts of good stuff and like a picnic. And then I lead a gratitude meditation. We ride through the river and we go back to the farm. Or like another cool experience is we have a Dairy Queen experience where there's a Dairy Queen right inside of Kensington Park. So we take families through the park, tie up the horses at Dairy Queen, and then we order ice cream for the whole family. And people get to go on horseback tours and enjoy ice cream and then ride through the river back home. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, whoo, that's a lot, especially the ice cream and the riding on the horses. I think that's cool. Plus, it's a great promotional tool. But one of the things that I've took out of this with what you said, too, is that not only are you a person that love and you follow your dream, but you kind of tough too, huh? To get thrown off some horses and keep getting back on there. That shows a tough mentality and a tough spirit within you.
That's how you got to be. You know, life's going to try to throw its curveballs and you got to, you know, swing them right back at it.
I hear you. And like you say, you know, once you're in tune to your divine purpose, and then everything else is just, you know, it is what it is, because you focus on what you need to do and not what other people think that you should be doing. And you're where you're at because you are what God intended you to be and not what other people want to place you at. If you understand what I'm saying.
So on that. Important. Yes, absolutely.
Because that happens a lot. So tell us, you spoke on that a little earlier. So I want you to dive into that a little bit because I want to know a little bit more about it myself. So you say that energy is our highest form of currency. So what does that really consist of?
Yeah. So basically, one of my like fundamental beliefs in life is that you have to live, lead, and inspire by example. So I share the story not to say like, oh, hey, look at me, look at everything I've done. I share the story of what I've gone through and what I've experienced as a way to inspire others and allow them to embrace their own greatness, to unlock their own potential, and to really understand that we are all the powerful, magnificent creators of our own reality. And their mind is an extraordinarily powerful tool. And when we understand how to harness this power and how to really leverage the laws of the universe, we can very intentionally craft the life of our dreams. So we have what I love talking about is how to rewire your subconscious mind for success and how to transform your identity. And we have a 16-week program that takes people through this whole process. The first pillar is energy. So just like you said, energy is your highest form of currency. And what I mean by that understanding what quantum physics means is essentially that we live in a vibrational universe where all things move and all things vibrate. If we understand that we're all made of matter and matter is made of atoms and atoms, you know, they have electrons that are spinning around. We are energetic, empathic beings. We interpret energy. Just like when we listen to a noise, that's our ears interpreting the vibration of a sound. Our eyes can interpret the frequency of the light on the light spectrum. And the same thing with touch, taste, and smell. It's all a vibration. So when we understand that, we start to understand that if everything is a vibration, our thoughts are a vibration. They carry a frequency. Our words carry a vibration or a frequency. And so then we start to understand that we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. And that's kind of where people get a little sideways on this whole law of attraction business, is because they think that they can just make a list of everything that they want and then poof, it's going to magically appear. But you have to do the work. And those are the tools that I like to empower my students with and give them these, like a whole toolbox of different strategies and techniques that are going to allow them to really become aware of the thoughts of thinking, the language that they're using, the patterns that are really shaping our lives. You see, if we take that back and we look at our lives and we really analyze them, we'll soon realize that our life is nothing more than a sequence of patterns that are on constant repeat. We are by nature creatures of habit, and we do the same thing every single morning, every single afternoon, and every single evening. We like to do that. And we have these unconscious patterns that are ruling our lives. And what I'm talking about are patterns of focus, what we're choosing to focus on. Do we choose to see the glasses half full, or are we constantly focusing on the silver lining, what the beauty and the abundance that surrounds us, or are we in a habit of complaining and nitpicking and focusing on everything that could go wrong? And then there's the patterns of language. What are the words that we're choosing to use? Because every single word carries an energy with it. When you say things like, I am powerful and abundant, you are literally inviting power and abundance into your experience. But when you say things like, I'm broke. I'm a hot mess. I'm a disaster. I'm miserable. I'm not worthy. When you say those things carry an energy, and what you put out is exactly what you'll attract back to you. What you seek, you shall find. And so many people don't realize that where their focus goes, their energy flows. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about what you want, what you don't want, whatever it is that you're talking about is what the universe hears and is exactly what is going to be, what you're going to experience in your 3D reality. So that's why it's so important for people to very intentionally rewire their mind, rewire their thinking as to how they're seeing the world. Because just like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, once we begin to change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And all change starts within ourselves. We can't change the outside world. We can't change external circumstances. We can't change other people, but we can choose to change the way we perceive them, the way we see them, the way we experience them. And it's absolutely incredible. Once we begin to shift that perspective, it's like our entire life will begin to pivot and change. So that's why energy is our highest form of currency, because we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. And if we can become aware of the thoughts that we're thinking, the emotions that we're experiencing, and how we're reacting to everyday circumstances and situations, we can take back control of our lives. But it all starts with awareness, because all change is preceded by awareness.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I was listening to what you were saying, like what you put out is what you get back. And I know that it's a word that say that, so as a man thinketh, so is he. And so if exactly. I'm thinking thoughts and good things about myself, then, you know, I should receive that. But like you say, if I'm thinking, oh, I'm not worthy, or I don't deserve this, or like you say, my life is a hot mess and this and that, then, because that's where you're at. And so even if life is good for you, but you don't perceive it as good because you have all these negative thoughts, then all you're going to see is the negative thing that you confess or profess, you know? So, yeah. So you have to change your energy. But I'm going to tell you this, Lucy, everybody's not as energetic as you are, okay? So it's hard for people to get on that level. And so tell us, besides the trails, the horse trail, tell us about some of the other successful businesses that you have been able to create.
Well, I would say the first one, I'm like, the first one was probably just the horse sales is like the primary one, being able to take an idea, a passion, a dream, and make it something tangible, something so real and vivid and lucrative, essentially, which is really, and not only is it just like from a financial perspective, it's extraordinarily fulfilling, just because like Tony Robbins talks about the six human needs, and there's certainty, which is certainty being like security, uncertainty being variety and excitement. It provides certainty because I know that I'm good at this, and I know that I can succeed and create financial freedom. And then the uncertainty is like the excitement of like the new horses that I get to meet and the new buyers that I get to meet and dropping horses off at beautiful facilities and getting to know each and every one of the different personalities and the different obstacles or struggles that I get to work with them and overcome. So there's a lot of certainty and uncertainty where my needs get met very high at those levels. And then like the love and connection is one of the human needs, and it's like connecting with horses. You know, that's where my needs are met at another really high level. And then significance is the other one that is like where you feel very competent and you feel worthy and you feel validated and you feel important. And it's also given me that as well, working horses, because I know like I've established myself as an authority in this space, and it doesn't matter what horse I'm being given or that I buy. Like, I know the steps to take a bad, like make a bad horse into a good horse. And then obviously growth and contribution is like, I'm constantly growing. I'm constantly learning. And distribution side of things is now I have a whole team of people that I get to, like, it's really exciting. Like, this sounds funny, but like, it's actually really exciting to pay people, because I was telling my boyfriend about this. Like, every week I do my payroll and I'm like, I'm so grateful that I have this amazing, extraordinary team of people that have the same beliefs as me. And I get to help them and I get to support them and their family because they help me. And so I get to contribute to them. And then we also do different events with cities where we're able to like make contributions to the cities. So the horse sales is the one thing that I would say is like the biggest. Trail riding is the next. And then the latest and greatest thing that I'm like over the moon excited about that I've essentially been doing my entire life, but now I've put the most focus and energy on as of lately, is stepping into this new coaching realm. Because it's like, if I've done this, now I can take my life as an example and help other people. I've essentially been able to put together a whole toolbox of different strategies and techniques that have allowed me to level up my life in every single area. And I'm able to give people these tools so that way they can start implementing them in their life. And that is so incredibly rewarding. And it's so gratifying, just because on Wednesday, I was at the gym and I was working out and I got a text message on my phone. And one of my students, her name is Heather, every single night I do a list of gratitudes. So I've been doing this practice for the last 7 or 8 years, where at the end of my day, I just go through and I write out every single thing I'm grateful for. And this is one of the practices that we teach, because this is what is going to recondition your mind to start looking for the good in every single phase of your day. And so anyways, I write out my gratitudes and I send them out. And when I send out my gratitudes, she's one of the people that always sends hers back to me. And I always appreciate reading other people's gratitudes, because like, depending on what people write, you know, you will always do a what we're grateful for and then tomorrow's forecast. And in tomorrow's forecast, you can use your imagination, pretty much put down like, what could go right tomorrow? What would I like to invite into my day? So sometimes just reading other people's gratitudes or other people's forecasts, it can really like uplift and inspire you. And it can also really rewire you neurologically to start thinking differently, to be like, oh wow, alignment and abundance, I'm going to invite that in. Or peace, prosperity, and laughter, oh, that sounds like something I'd like to invite in for tomorrow. But anyways, I read her gratitudes and she was talking about how she was like, after she sent them, she's like, Lucy, I've been praying and meditating and I'm really struggling to get this property under contract. I've been working with the seller for 6 months. We thought we had him closed and now he's backing up and I'm trying to stay positive, but my old ways are coming back. And anyways, I talked to her a little bit and I was like, okay, well, tell me about this. Why are you feeling this way? What's going on? And I was like, okay, well, we just need to shift your energy around this. Instead of every time you think about this, instead of feeling like the fear of losing this property, I want you to switch your energy and embody the energy of the desire already fulfilled. I want every single time you think about this, I want you to think about excitement, celebration of already having closed this house and already, she's a wholesaler, and already having wholesaled it for a $50,000 profit. And I said, or better, because you always have to stay with the universe or better. Say what you want or better. That way you're not limiting yourself. And so then I'm like, how about this? Let's start off with some affirmations. And so then I was like, here, I didn't want to just give her all the answers. I wanted her to put in some work and I kind of wanted to see where she was at mentally. So I had her write out all of her affirmations and I could read what she had written and kind of critique, because it's really important that when you're writing out affirmations, you write them present tense or you write them in the past tense, as have already completed or fulfilled them. And so some of the things that she was writing like, I'm happy that I'll soon close on this property. I'm like, no. I'm so grateful and ecstatic that I have already closed on this property with ease and flow. And I ended up adding to her list and I was like, and I started just like random stuff like, oh, and I'm so grateful that her husband, Richie, that me and Richie got to go to Richie's favorite restaurant to celebrate after the closing at the title company. And just like random ideas, like, oh, you have to always think about like, what are the next steps? Like, okay, once you accomplish this, what's the next thought that you're going to have? And then once you accomplish this, what's the next thought you're going to have? And that's how also, I also am a real estate investor. And so that's how I've managed to manifest so many dream properties, is because I just visualize them in my mind's eye. And I imagined finding them. I imagined walking through them. I imagined sitting down at the title company. I imagined signing my line, my name on the line for all of the closing documents. I imagined them giving me the keys. And then not only did I imagine that, but then I imagined effortlessly manifesting the ideal renters. And I wrote about the ideal renter, and I said, I'm going to find the best renters that not only do they pay rent on time, but they take care of the property. They do beautiful landscaping. They're handy. And if an appliance breaks or a light goes out or something happens, they'll easily take care of it. An excellent communicator. I wrote down all of these things. So whenever it is that you're trying to manifest or create something in your life, you can't just think about the first step one. You have to think about like, okay, I've already completed this. What's the next step? I've already completed this. What's the next step? So long story long is that Heather sent me a text message. It was 6 days later that I had sent her the whole list of affirmations. She's like, Lucy, I've been reading the affirmations every single day out loud that you sent me. It's been 6 days and we just closed on the property.
Wow.
So, It's like wins like that where I'm able to celebrate with my students and being able to pass these tools and these gifts along to them to celebrate the wins that they get to experience as well.
That's cool. I like what you're saying about not only, you know, confess that this is already done, but okay, so what am I going to do after this? You know, like you say, well, me and my wife, we're going to go celebrate. We're going to go out to eat after this. We're going to go to Ruth Chris after this and celebrate this and stuff. So that's a good way to kind of look at things, to be on a more positive note, because not only are you thinking about the task at hand, you're already confessed that that's already done. So what am I going to do after that? That's a good way to think. I hadn't thought about it like that. So let's just got a couple more questions for you.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this, because you just said something about going to the gym. That's how you got on this story about her. So what is it like to compete in a fitness competition?
Oh, my God. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So I've been on a whole journey of self-love, essentially, where I've always had like body image problems, and I've always like looked in the mirror and just felt like disappointed or disgusted or unsatisfied or really just like unhappy with like how I looked in my whole entire life. Like, it's wild. And anyways, one day I was listening to the Ed Mylett podcast, and he was just interviewing fitness guy. And I just decided in that very moment, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my first fitness competition. I'm going to be a bikini competitor. And my one girlfriend, she is, not only is she bikini, she's actually like the next level up of bodybuilding, where she's like built, and it's funny because I've been friends with her for so many years. I've never actually had the desire to like step on stage in a bikini and have some random person judge me based on like the other women standing next to me. I'm like, that sounds dumb, but I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this because I want to push myself. I want to do what's hard. I don't want to continue to like stay inside of my comfort zone, because my comfort zone is not keeping me happy. I'm really like dissatisfied and disgusted in my comfort zone. And I'm like, frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm fed up. I'm going to do what's hard. So sure enough, I ended up finding a coach and signing up January 1st for my bikini competition. That was April 23rd of 2022. It was 2 years ago. And it was one of the craziest, fun, difficult, I mean, just everything, like every emotion that you can experience. Like, it was so difficult because it was so, you had to stay extraordinarily focused, extraordinarily disciplined. And you learn, I learned so much about myself. You learn about emotional eating and how, like, every time you get stressed, it's like the first thing we want to do is we want to go grab something crunchy and we want to eat something. And it's just like, no, don't do that. Just drink a glass of water. Like, sometimes you're craving something sweet. You're not craving something sweet. You're just thirsty. Just go drink some water. Like, we're severely dehydrated as a population as a whole, which is like a whole nother topic. But so that was an incredibly rewarding experience that I would recommend anybody take part of, just because, like, the transformation I experienced, the confidence I experienced, just like the pride looking in the mirror that I never experienced before, that I never knew that I could have abs, like six pack abs, and look like an action figure. I'm like, it was incredible. So that was a huge moment of growth for me. And yeah, I really enjoyed the process.
Well, Lucy P, let me tell you one thing. You say everybody should do it. I'm sorry. I can't get no bikini contest. Okay.
You know what I mean. I mean, I think one of my big things is, like, I think it's really important to always strive to become the best version of yourself. And that's what I like to really instill in all of my friends and all of my students, that you can be, do, have anything you set your mind to. And if you know that the sky's the limit, if you know that the only limitations you have are the limitations that we place upon ourselves, then why are we choosing to settle? Why are we choosing to settle in our finances, in our health and fitness, in our relationships, when we know that we can have the best that life has to offer? That's why I like to say we're only ever one decision away from a completely different life.
So I just got one more question for you for the sake of time. So what is the difference between want and desire?
Oh, that's a great question. So wants are easy. Anybody can have a want. I want this, I want that, I want this. But a desire takes discipline. It takes commitment. It takes effort. See, we all have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And in our conscious mind is where all of our wants live. Oh, well, I'd like to have this and I'd like to have that and I want this and I want that. But what we need, once we decide, like, and the act of deciding is very powerful in and of itself. Once we decide that we want something and that we are going to convert the want into a desire, that means we're converting the want in our conscious mind into a desire, implementing it into our subconscious mind. And we know we've done this successfully when our behavior begins to change. So once we see a change in behavior, that's when we know we've successfully moved a want in the conscious mind into a desire in the subconscious mind. Having a desire, having a goal, is what's going to stretch us. It's what's going to push us. It's what's going to take us to the next level of our life. And so that's why it's so important to always have a goal in front of you, whether it's a financial goal, a health goal, a relationship goal. Because we're either growing or dying. And if we're not constantly, like, we're just like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. We come here to grow, to evolve, to expand. And that's why it's so important to have a goal, because goals are spiritual seeds and they allow us to become the next best versions of ourselves. So that's why I would implore everybody that really condition your mind to want more, condition your mind to desire more, and really train your mind to understand, like, to believe in yourself, because belief is what bridges the gap between where you're at and where you want to be. Even if you know with absolute clarity exactly what you want in life, if you don't believe that you're worth it, if you don't believe that you're able or you're capable, there's always going to be a vibrational discrepancy between where you're at and where you want to be. And that is so important to truly, like, lean into unshakable faith and belief in yourself. Because once you can believe once you can begin to believe that you are worthy and that all things are possible, that's when the magic starts happening.
Nah, man, I really, you gave us some insight today. I tell you, I mean, the imagination, just the energy of the universe and everything. I really enjoyed this conversation. Opened my eyes to a lot of things as well. Very talented young lady with wearing a lot of hats. So, is there anything else besides your master class that you're teaching right now that you have on the horizons that we can look forward to?
Well, right now we have a 16-week program that allows people to very intentionally rewire their subconscious mind and transform their identity so that we can start taking massive action towards their goals. And so what we've done is we've actually condensed this into a 2-hour training. It's actually like a 6-series, 6-part training that people can take step by step that is going to give them different tools, strategies, and techniques they can start implementing today so that way they can start living a better tomorrow. And normally this training, this condensed version, sells for $1,000 on the website, but we actually do have a special promo code for you and your audience. So the promo code is actually MoneyWay. The website is ultimatesuccessblueprint.com. And then you can go ahead and click on download our training to reprogram your subconscious mind. And then with the promo code MoneyWay, everybody can go ahead and download that for free, absolutely no cost. And then they can start implementing all of this information to see how to very intentionally rewrite their story and become the master manifestors and create the life of their dreams.
Yeah, that was one of my questions I was going to ask you about the Ultimate Success Blueprint course, but I figured you was kind of talking about it throughout, so I didn't want to ask you to talk about it again. But I think that's an awesome course. I think the things that you're doing are awesome. I wish you great success in everything that you're doing. And so where can people find you at on social media?
Yeah. So on Instagram, it's Coach Lucy Lynn. It's LucieLynn. And then on Instagram, it is Lucy's Bubble, LucieS Bubble. And the other cool thing that we have on Facebook is we have an interactive accountability group. It's a community called Transformation Nation. And this group is just full. Like every single day, we're putting out positive content with how to very deliberately and intentionally create the life of your dreams. And it's a community where we support each other. We hold each other for our wins. And if anybody's going through anything difficult, we kind of coach them along the way. We do different like giveaways. And most importantly is every Friday at 10:30 Eastern, every Friday morning at 10:30 AM, I do a live gratitude meditation. If there's one thing that I would recommend everybody start implementing immediately that I can guarantee is going to up-level every single area of their life, it is going to be to start meditating. And so anybody that is just, whether they're already seasoned meditators or they're just getting started and they don't really know how or where to start, this is a perfect tool because every single day I meditate. So I decided Friday mornings, I can go ahead and share that gift with as many people around the globe as possible.
That's cool. So Kyle, I can't say, well, I guess I meditate. When you have just thoughts to yourself, when you're just sitting there, but I know you're talking about a different form of meditation. Where is this? Where you just sit out and you bring your thoughts to you? And just, so how long is it? How long do you actually do that?
Great. So there's so many different ways to meditate. There's breathwork meditations, there's abundance meditations, there's guided meditations, there's mantra meditations. But the one that I lead on Friday specifically is a rampage of appreciation or a prayer of gratitude. Essentially, it's a gratitude meditation that lasts about 15 minutes. And they're all recorded. So I know we have a lot of people from the UK or Australia. They're on a totally different time zone. Even if they're not able to catch the Friday morning, they might be able to listen to the replay on Saturday morning. And then check that out. So that way it's just a way to kickstart your day, because when you gift yourself those 10 or 15 minutes every single day to just allow all of your worry to wash away, to let go of anything that's weighing you down, any limiting beliefs, doubts, or fears, what happens is you quiet your mind and your vibration will instantaneously rise. And what meditation is the definition of meditation is to become aware of oneself. When we're meditating, we're very intentionally raising our vibration. When we're raising our vibration, we're stepping into a higher vibrational playing field where we're able to experience the best life has to offer. So it's essentially setting yourself up for success because, like I said, we live in an attraction-based universe where you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So if you're doing the work every single day by doing your gratitudes at night and meditating during the day or doing your cold showers, writing out your affirmations, or whatever it is that you know, whatever combination of morning routine or an evening routine that it is, you are going to be conditioning yourself to raise your vibration and live in a whole new world where it's just like there's miracles and delightful surprises sprinkled along your path. And it's like everything, like one of the things I like to say is like, please, like, dear God, thank you for letting everything that crosses my path delight and surprise me. And when you do that and you meditate and you raise your vibration, essentially you are making sure you're guaranteeing that anything that crosses your path for the rest of the day, it's going to be this higher vibration, meaning angry people, upset people, people that are complaining, bad news, unideal experiences, traffic jams, whatever it is, they can't cross your path. They don't have access to you because they're simply not vibrating on the same frequency as you.
Wow. That's cool. So I'm gonna have to get into that. So you say Transformation Nation?
Transformation Nation.
I'm on it. So you heard it here, Money Wave audience, Transformation Nation on Facebook.
At the UPS store, we understand the importance of a first impression. That's why we're here to help you put your best foot forward and be unstoppable with our printing services. With high-quality paper stock options, banners, business cards, venues, and more, we make sure your small business stands out and your message reaches the masses. After all, we're the one-stop prints that pop store. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Facebook, join it, get your meditation on, get your thoughts together, get your mind right. You have been listening to the CJ Money Way Show with my girl Lucy. We out of here. Peace.